It's Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Very excited for this hour. This is something we've been thinking about for a while now. We still need a name for the segment. We need a nickname for the nickname segment. It's time to give the whole entire Chicago Cubs roster a nickname. A legitimate, authentic, real deal nickname for every player, coach, equipment manager, parking attendant. Ronnie Woo Woo needs a new nickname. They all need new nicknames. Because as we've been saying this whole entire show, we believe that the Chicago Cubs might be the best, are the best.
They are.
The 2016 Cubs are the best team in the history of major leagues.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they win the World Series. They're already there.
It's May.
It's already there. All right. So this is all about the Download Nation. 312-981-7200. We've decided that we're going to give everybody a nickname. Tonight, we're going to just do two of the players of the 25-man roster because we don't want to. We got to spread it out because we'd like to do this all summer. 312-981-7200. Call or text your ideas for nicknames on these two players. That's who we're doing tonight. Center fielder and leadoff hitter Dexter Fowler and setup reliever pitcher Justin Grimm. Dexter Fowler, Justin Grimm. All right? And we've got great prizes for the winners. That's how it works. If you give us the nickname that sticks, you're going to get a prize. We've got a pair of tickets to the soccer match between the Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field on July 27th. How about that? See the world's best soccer back in Chicago in one of Europe's fiercest rivalries. So that's a pair of tickets to give away for anyone who wins. Also, the other prize will be a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. You can meet Wendy Snyder and join her for an exclusive after-hour showing of the Kitchen & Bath showroom on May 12th from 6 to 8. So how about that? We got prizes to give away. 312-981-7200. In studio, our panel, our judges, two big-time Cubs fans and musicians. John Bologna,
wow, that's
and
a first.
John Bologna and Jeff Ruby are so dedicated to the Cubs that they feel like they've written the next Go Cubs Go. They're the new generation of Steve Goodman's here in studio on WGN Radio. The song is called "Goat Is on Fire." Jeff Ruby, of course, moonlights on the side as the Chicago Magazine chief dining critic. Jeff, John, great to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So Goat Is on Fire. We're going to play it in a second as we line up the calls here and the texters. Where's this come from, guys?
No. Jeff.
Well, the idea was to come up with a song that wasn't saccharine like so many of the Cubs songs, that wasn't false, and that actually paid homage to some of the history of the Cubs, poked a little fun at some of the things that have happened and the jinxes and the hexes and all that stuff. And as we researched this, you know, writing this song, the choices were endless. There were just so many crazy, weird things and things that I had forgotten about, you know, the little things that like sort of Sammy's corked bat, you know, like that was like gone from my memory.
And did you guys get Jock Jones in? Did he make it into the
Jock Jones did not.
Maybe
make
in the
it.
Second song that, we'll put Jock Jones.
That's the thing. I the song had to be less than 3 minutes. Right. That was the goal. It could have been like a 9-minute epic. It could have been like Stairway to Heaven.
It's so funny because I'm a baseball fan, but I'm a White Sox fan. And I will say that I really love this Cubs team, but it's because being a Chicago sports fan, you really do have a lot to choose from when it comes to the Cubs. And even as a Sox fan, I pay attention to all the stories. The Jock Jones is in the we were just talking on the show the other day about Goose Gossage when Gossage was the closer. And I was at Wrigley Field for one of the most unifying collective boos in the history of boos when he blew a save. So, but there's a lot of moments that the Cubs have created over time.
A lot of moments. And, I love the White Sox, too. I'm one of those rare people that loves the Sox and the Cubs, which, you know, maybe I'm not a real Chicagoan. I don't know.
No.
But the Sox, for all their lovability, I guess, do not have that level of crazy stories that the Cubs have.
Especially ones that just sort of permeate the entire city. I mean, we know everything about the Cubs, even Sox fans do. All right, so should we play the song, Pete? What do you think? Should we play it? Okay, so here is the world premiere. The radio world premiere, AM radio, the AM radio world premiere of the new Cubs fan song, Goat Is on Fire. Let's hear a little.
Big time.
Remember the fan who rushed the mound when after Randy Myers? This one's for him and Sammy too and all the other liars. It's for Durham back in 84, that time he lost the grounder. Every time that Humley swung and missed like a nervous flounder. The cat in 69, the goat in 45, the shot in 32, and anyone who's still alive. Every train wreck disaster, every freak show, every choke. This song's for anyone who was the punchline of a joke. The goat, the goat. To every stiff behind the plate who never learned to catch. Ozzie warbling from the booth, the seventh inning stretch. Snow in April, swoon in June, rain delay to trap us. That ump who stole the perfect game in 72 from Pappas. Santa's legs, Santa's beard, Harry Carey's liver. Mitch Williams threw that crazy pitch that landed in the river. For Brock and Eck and Maddox, all the other studs we traded. Throw it back and let's play two with every Cardinal team we hated. The goat, the goat.
There you go. A little goat is on fire. Jeff Ruby and John Bologna, the new musicians that everyone's clamoring for here in Chicago. The goat is on fire. Where are you guys? Are you shopping it?
Shopping it?
Yeah,
are we taking it to all the record labels?
And well.
I was thinking more like, are you at Addison and Sheffield next to the guy who sells the racist T-shirts? That's where you should go try to sell cassettes.
Why hadn't
this thing.
I thought of
yeah,
that?
Yeah, right. On a stick. Just put the cassettes on a stick. Just walk around with the stick and be like, a set, $5.
Well, what you're not mentioning is that John did a video to go with it, which is animated hilariously.
Right,
and I basically gave him the song and said, just do your magic. And he came up with some really hilarious stuff.
I'm blushing.
Well, there you go. The Goat is on Fire. You can find that at ChicagoMagazine.com and just ChicagoMag.com, and you can find it in there somewhere, right?
somewhere. Just Google the Goat is on Fire. There is an Alicia Keys song called Goat on Fire, which I found out at some point. But
when the Arista people called, the Arista people are like,
wait a minute.
So don't mistake us for Alicia Keys.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but
probably not. Probably not.
All right, so let's go to the phones. Let's go to Pam. Pam. All right, time for some nickname fun. Pam, what do you like?
Pam, I am. I'm going by, first of all, you call them Grim Reapers. So I'd say they call the Grim Reaper, the Grim Reaper is saying this. You see, I'm not reading it right because I'm nervous in the radio.
It's all right.
They call me the Grim Reaper. Harvest time is now. Number one. Holy cow.
There you go.
Now, as far as Fowler goes, I call him the Birdman.
Yeah, that's good.
Birdman of the Windy City. But, I don't know all their names, but believe me, the Cubs I've loved since forever.
I love it, Pam. Forever
Chicago.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Pam.
Thank you, darling.
Thank
you. Give me more names, and I'll write up things that'll blow
we're gonna be
your
doing...
socks off. I'm in advertising. I did that. But, I mean, that's what I do is slogans and that. In fact, I'll tell you what. What was it? Whenever the Cubs got into the – this was in the 80s, but came up with a – here's my slogan, first at last. Well, it's been sitting on the shelf. I had brought it to there. I think still the original artwork is there, but first at last. And
first
I think
at last.
It's our year.
I like it,
first
Pam.
At last.
First at last. All right, hold on. Thank you.
That's it.
She did great there. That's a good start.
Birdman.
Birdman's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
He soars around the bases.
And she did a good job with the Grim Reaper. She's definitely a contender for right away.
It's harvest time.
It's harvest
time. He should say that as he goes out of the bullpen.
He should come out of the bullpen with like a scythe.
Yeah.
Like a hood or something.
And you play Whom the Bell Tolls. Like Metallica out of the ding, 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 ding.
From the organ.
The possibilities are endless.
Like a little AC/DC or something.
That would rock.
That would be good. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll line up because I got a bunch of texts here, and we'll get to everything. In studio with me, John Bologna and Jeff Ruby. When we come back, more with Justin Grimm, Dexter Fowler, 312-981-7200. Stay with us. All right, we're coming up with nicknames. We need a nickname for this nickname segment. We've decided the Chicago Cubs team needs nicknames across the board. Every player, every coach, every assistant, every office manager, every guy in the front office, everybody who, the guy who sells the peanuts out front. Everyone's got to have a nickname on the Chicago Cub team who we have decided is the best team that's ever played ever in Major League history. Jeff Ruby and John Bologna, two big fans and musicians. They did the song The Goat Is on Fire, which you can find in Chicago Magazine.
Shaking my head.
All right, so let's talk. Tonight we've decided to nickname Dexter Fowler and Justin Grimm. So Dexter Fowler, we're going to do this all summer long. Each week we'll have different Cubs fans in here and we'll take on different players. But tonight we've decided to pair Justin Grimm and Dexter Fowler. So let's check some of the lines. Let me see what I've got here. So we can go through these, okay? All right. 815 says, Grim Reaper. We know that about him, right? The Harvester of Sorrow. This kind of doesn't roll off the tongue.
It's too long.
It's too long, okay. 262 nice. Says, Just Inside the Plate Grim. That's good. Also has a good one for Fowler. Fowler the Prowler. So I could see the Prowler.
Off the yeah.
Right? The Prowler.
The Prowler.
But does he really prowl when he leads off for the Cubs?
Yeah, he's not really. Like...
Sounds creepy. Yeah. 815 says, Grimson Tide. 708 says, Dash and Dexter Fowler. So that might be based on the crazy suit get-up that they had when they went on the...
That was the best.
He had a nice chartouche. Was it a chartouche?
Chartreuse.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm an art teacher. Chartreuse.
He could just be called Dash.
He could be Dash. Dash. Write that down. Dash. All right. And then we've got 262 says, The Grim Reaper, you're not making it home tonight. Okay. All right. So let's give a little bit more inspiration to some of the people out there. Let's talk about some things we know about Dexter Fowler and what we know about Justin Grimm. Who do we want to start with? Fowler?
Sure.
Let's start with Dustin. Okay, so you guys are the panel. Jeff, what should we know about Dexter Fowler?
Let's see. I think he's from Atlanta. I know that much. Played for the Rockies for a while, the Astros for a year. And his favorite fast food is Chick-fil-A. That I know.
How in the world do you know that?
It's just one of those things. Chick-fil-A. He loves the Polynesian sauce at Chick-fil-A. So you think I'm making it up? I'm not making it up.
The first caller with the Birdman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That could be a reference to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's something there for Birdman.
Yeah, so it's a riff on the Chick-fil-A thing, people.
Okay, what do you think, John? You got anything on Dexter Fowler we should know?
Well, he's been on base. It seems like every time he's up, he's on base.
Always on base. He holds right now, I believe he is I was reading this article.
He's leading the majors.
He's leading the majors in on-base percentage, or right. Whatever it is that he get, whatever that base, the war, or whatever it is that you use, but he's leading the league.
And when I was listening to the game, they said that he shortened his swing this year. So,
So tie in, guys, Dexter Fowler with the chicken thing, and why can't we call him Dexter Free Range Fowler?
I like that. Free range.
Right here. He's not caged.
Free range.
He's free range, antibiotic free.
I don't think Chick-fil-A actually does free range chicken. But
I love
might.
Free range.
But
that's
awesome.
That's
great.
Oh, my God. Martir, you want to go to a soccer game?
I was at that one a couple of weeks ago.
You may have just spoiled it for everybody. Free range. He leads off. You know, he does what he wants to do.
He's covering all kinds of ground in center field. I mean, he's got tons of range. Whoa. Free range.
Free range. Wow, that's pretty good. Pete Zimmerman, you're the Cubs fan on the squad. What do we need to know about Dexter Fowler?
I think that's all.
That's all.
Got it?
Yeah,
he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Awesome.
He's got a little bit of pop. He can hit the home run. He's a leadoff hitter. He had that weird offseason where he tried to go somewhere else, but he came back to Chicago for less money.
There was that day where we thought he was going to be signed with the Orioles.
Mm-hmm. Another bird.
And then he showed up.
The league in triples a few times, too, for what that's
triple,
worth.
Triple threat. Triple bird. Triple bird. I'm working it here, guys. Triple.
Triple free range.
Triple three. Chicken, three times.
Chicken.
Three times.
Triple. Three times.
Triple chicken.
Dexter
deluxe.
Three times.
Deluxe flower.
Dash Fowler. Triple free range.
This is the bit.
Okay.
This is the bit. We're
getting there. We're close.
It's a show about nothing.
It's a show about nothing. 312-981-7200. All right, I gotta bring in. We have so many more here that are coming in, but I gotta say, Free Range may have stole the show for at least Dexter Fowler. We'll take a break. We'll hit the news. When we come back, Justin Grimm. Obviously, he's got a Twitter handle. His Twitter handle is Grim Reaper, so he already has kind of the Grim Reaper nickname. But as we said, we want more taglines or some other stuff. We heard Grimson Tide, which I really liked. I don't know why I like that one. Grimson Tide.
Here comes Grimson. Alabama just called. They said you cannot use Grimson Tide because it's too close to Crimson Tide.
And I think he's a big Georgia Bulldog alum.
Oh, he is.
So he's not going to want that.
All right, well, we'll talk Justin Grimm, Dexter Fowler. We're coming up with nicknames for the entire Chicago Cub team tonight. Fowler and Justin Grimm. We'll take a break. Jeff Ruby and John Bologna are in studio with me, and we will continue this after the news. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, it's time for we continue Picnic, which is probably the best name for this segment. Thank you to the 312 who texted that and said that'd be a good name for this segment. The Picnic. I like it. It might stick. John Bologna and Jeff Ruby are in studio with me.
We're
picnicking. Go see their music video at Chicago Mag for Goat Is On Fire, the song. They are the Cubs fans that are helping us. All right, we are doing nicknames for the Cubs all summer long. Tonight we are starting with Dexter Fowler and Justin Grimm. So I want to go and go through some of the texts here before we get to some more facts. We want to talk about Justin Grimm. All right, Dexter Fowlover.
Dexter Fowlover Fowler.
There you go.
I don't know if that rolls off.
262 says bird is the word.
Bird.
Okay.
Bird
is the word. I got some great ones from my buddy Tommy. These are good. He says the straw because he stirs it up, starts it off.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep, I like that.
He's got the waiter because he sets the table.
Isn't that... I'd say Tony the bus boy.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't steal that from Tony.
You can't steal from Tony.
Yeah, he's the waiter.
No, you can't do that.
But it's good.
I like this one, the discount. Dexter Fowler, his nickname should be Discount, since he took a discount to come back to Chicago. Good I man. Like that one a lot, Discount.
Discount so. Dexter.
Discount Dexter. All right. So, okay. So let's transition quickly. Actually, let's go to Lisa. Lisa, you're on the line. Okay, you're in Picnic. What do you got for Dexter Fowler?
Okay, guys. Now, listen, a nickname, he has to be short and sweet. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, Dexter Fowler's home run last year, Father's Day, the Instagram that he showed of his daughter showing it, he is a great father. He is a Chicago icon. We don't call soda or anything. We call it pop. He is Pops.
Pops Fowler,
Pops,
yeah.
Fowler.
Pops.
That's
he
pretty
is
good.
The father. He sets it up for everybody else. Pops.
That's
gotta
a good
be
one.
Pops Fowler.
Pops. All right.
That's... Pops.
All right, Lisa. Pops All right. I feel like you're yelling at me.
She's
right.
Like, no,
it's
you don't good. Understand. It's
you don't
Pops.
Understand. It's
no
Pops.
More.
Thank
That's
you,
top
Lisa.
Three.
That was great. Yeah. All right, let's go to Gary. Gary, Pops. You're on the Picnic. Dexter Fowler or Justin Grimm? You got a nickname?
For Fowler, I actually don't have a nickname. I think he ought to be a symbol. I know it's the wrong time for that, but right. You know. Yeah. But anyway, but a flaming bat.
A flaming bat. So yeah, and it actually works because it's you know with the nicknames or the emojis that are taking over our society. Maybe there's no nickname. Maybe it's just an emoji.
Yeah, see, yeah, there we
there
go.
You go. All right, emojis thanks, all Gary. Thank you for nowadays. That.
And then you just call him like the center fielder formerly known
as Dexter Fowler.
Wow.
All right, let's go. All right, so let's talk Justin Grimm. We did Justin. No, we didn't
no,
do Justin Grimm.
A little
Justin
bit.
Grimm. What do we know about Justin Grimm?
University of Georgia.
Okay.
Know that much. No, he's married to a gymnast from Naperville.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. When I Googled it, Justin Grimm, I'm like, okay, Justin Grimm's wife. Yeah, from Naperville.
Yeah.
So homegrown, I don't know.
Okay, all right. So homegrown, maybe?
Well, I don't know if that's
Grimm. We don't have a whole lot to go on with the
words. You guys are really killing it with the info on Justin Grimm.
I think he's from Nashville. He's from Tennessee, and he went to Georgia, so he's okay. A Bulldog.
He's a solid southern guy.
Solid Grimm. Middle reliever.
Brothers Grimm.
Yeah. Played for the Rangers for a while, yeah.
Okay.
He is the Mark Burley of the Cubs in that he's the guy that always catches the ceremonial first pitch.
Oh, he does.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Grimm.
Okay.
He likes that part of the
I learn something new every day.
Grimly. Grimm. Mm-hmm. Grimm.
When I first thought of it, I was thinking along the lines of a jester because he kind of he jokes around, and like if you saw that video when in the wacky preseason when Joe Madden was doing his antics and whatnot, he'd have dance parties and Justin Grimm was always involved and did a funny dance. He was okay. Always involved in that too.
All right. So 312-981-7200. If we like Justin Grimm. So here are some ones that are coming in for Grimm. We have all the Grim Reaper ones. We had Grimly. And then also from Tommy, he said we should call Grimm the clogger because he comes in to stop the rally. Right? He clogs it up. So that could be, I don't know if that's a great nickname for it. Grimm's like, don't give me that one. I don't want to be the clogger.
It's like Roto-Rooter. I mean, it's a kind of a bad connotation there. I don't know. Yeah.
All right, so there's that.
The plumber.
Here's one for Dexter. This one actually may make the final semis here. I like this one. Feathers.
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 Yeah. You know, he's the fowler. Feathers connotates like fast because birds fly.
Yeah. The chicken thing.
Chick-fil-A reference.
That's pretty good. Feathers.
Right. Okay.
Doesn't sound tough.
Right.
Yeah. But you could be, it's almost like Willie Mays or Willie Mays Hayes. He didn't sound too tough. You
it's
know?
True.
Grimm's Peter says just in time. 262 says Slim Grimm Baggins. Is that like a
ooh, precious.
Like he's
sort of a Hobbit reference, but not really. That's good. I like that.
Slim though. How's that a Hobbit reference?
I would say like Grimm Pickens. You know, Slim Pick. No, that doesn't work. That doesn't work.
I think Grimace.
Grimace.
Grimace is good.
But I'm not allowed.
All right. like the Grim Creeper, the Grim Sweeper.
The Grim Sweeper.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, he comes in. Let's really break down what he does for this team. He comes in for situational outs.
Yeah, gets a couple outs in the seventh or eighth inning.
Shut the door. He's a guy that comes in after the starter has run out of gas. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's a, like a I'm trying to think of a gas station kind of thing or
seltzer. What?
Self-serve.
Self-serve.
Yeah. But he's a stop. I mean, he's not a stopper, but he's not a closer, but he's a setup
stop
guy.
Gap.
He's a stop gap. Stop Grimm.
Stop.
Maintain Grimm.
Maintain Grimm. Yeah, exactly. Lefty.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he a lefty?
No, he's a righty.
No,
he's a righty. But he's a situational guys. So let's think that through, Download Nation. 312-981-7200. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll do the semifinals and the winners tonight, which I have a good feeling I know what it is.
This is exciting.
But the winners will get some prizes. We got some great prizes to give away. Here we are on Picnic. Or I got another one. Tommy likes Roll Call.
That's good.
Roll Call. We're going to make a decision on that. Roll Call or Picnic. Those are both good names for this segment. 312-981-7200. We'll be right back.
Every curse and jinx and hex and plague that saved the Rojas botched. Every boozy blowout afternoon we wish we'd never watched.
For anyone who can't get used to seeing games at night.
Mark racism dugout firing up a camel light.
The bleacher bum with too much rum. The rooftop party boozers. The W flag that gathered dust through years and years of losers. The fan who blew off work and paid to watch some hopeless bums. The kid who stands on wavelength for the homer that never comes.
Amelia's mouth, Bartman's hands, optimism in our glands. Ivy twisted round our hearts, and every time the anthem starts, we hope and wish and do believe, and curse and roar and groan and grieve. Guess I'm preaching to the choir, but it's time to set the goat on fire.
There we go.
I'm
the goat is on fire. John Belong, Jeff Ruby, both in studio, the musicians behind that song. They're also our judges tonight as we pick nicknames for Chicago Cubs players. That's our goal this summer every week. We may alternate. We may do some White Sox too. But tonight we determined that we were going to start this series with two fine Chicago Cub players, center fielder and leadoff hitter Dexter Fowler and setup reliever, right-hand pitcher Justin Grimm. All right, so let's go through. Let's wrap it up. We've got about 3 minutes here to get through all the text and phone calls, and then we'll get the semifinalists going, and we'll pick a winner. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what do you like?
Hey, for Grimm, since he's a setup man and gets specific people out, the sniper.
Ooh, the sniper.
Good. That's good.
That's good. That's I like that. Too. Thanks, Rich. Thank you for that. That's good. I like that. Okay. Let's go to Gary. Gary, what do you got?
How about for Grimm? Well, it could work for either one of them, but for Grimm, how about the custodian? He comes in and cleans up the messes at the end.
Oh, that's good,
wait,
Gary.
I missed that. What
custodian.
Was it?
The custodian.
Ooh.
Cleaning up the mess.
Right.
Yes.
I like that,
before
Gary.
The closer comes in, yeah.
That's good, man. Hold on. That's good. I like that one. All right. There you go. All right. So 847's got one for the segment for this nickname segment. He goes, how about today's lineup?
Not bad.
That's not bad. That's not bad. 815 also gave us, he also went with Grimm the Sniper. So the Sniper is getting some play. For Dexter, this is from 815. As he leaves the dugout to go up to bat, Joe Maddon always tells him, as you go, we go. So Dexter's picnic name should be You Go.
Like the car.
Like the car, yeah.
Because that was a fine automobile.
815 says the clincher. That's good. That's baseball-like.
Not bad.
I like this one a lot, and this might be a winner. 262 says the tourniquet.
That is great.
The tourniquet to stop the bleeding.
That's perfect.
I like that one a lot.
262. Where's 262?
That's a Wisconsin.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Can we allow a Wisconsinite to
pick this is a Wisconsin. Let's set the Racines and the Kenoshas.
All right.
They don't
care
about them. Brewers. They're Cubs.
Cubs fans are everywhere.
No,
come on. Come on.
All right, so there's a lot of good stuff here. All right, so let me kind of break down what we have for both guys, and we're going to determine who the winner is, okay? So for Dexter Fowler, here's what we got. Dexter Fowler, the Birdman. Okay? Pops. Mostly because we love Lisa's enthusiasm.
She threatened us. We're scared.
Rob Martyr's gem, Free Range.
Yes.
That's really good. Also from 708, Feathers. And we're going to throw in, just for fun, I forgot his name, but the gentleman who called and said, how about a symbol? How about an emoji? A fiery bat.
I could draw it up.
You could.
Yeah.
The center fielder formerly known as Dexter Fowler, just a flaming bat emoji.
For the goat is on fire.
On,
two.
Yeah, there you go.
And on.
Sorry.
All right. On the. All right. So we've got for Justin Grimm, we've got three choices here. We've got Grim Reaper. It's harvest time.
He has to go out of the bullpen with that slogan.
I just think that's so funny, like the visual of him having the Grim Reaper
yes.
hat cape on. Looks like they're going to the right-hander. Oh, the Reaper's got the sickle, the whole bit. Man, that'd be really good.
And then when he comes up to bat, he's got a sieve instead of a bat.
Right.
That's great.
It's great. It's great. All right. Also, we have the tourniquet, which just came in, which is pretty
I like that
good.
A lot.
That's pretty good. And what we just heard, the custodian, because he's always cleaning up the mess. So these
That's
are good,
nice
right?
That's a nice one at the end, too.
Yeah. Pete Zimmerman, why don't we start with you? Birdman, Pops, Free Range, Feathers, or the emoji? What do you like?
Kind of like Feathers.
You like Feathers, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So Feathers is got a vote. All right, John, what do you like?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think for Fowler... I like the first colors. The
Birdman?
Birdman.
Birdman. So we're definitely going with the bird.
Because the Cubs in 84, they had all these great like animal nicknames. I mean, you had the penguin.
Right.
You got rhino.
The bull, right.
This is the new Cubs.
Right.
We got to have more animals.
More animals. All right, Jeff, what do you got?
I think free range is the most clever, but it's not going to stick. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. it's yeah. almost too yeah. clever by half. So I think I think the two most clever beyond that are Feathers and the Birdman.
Okay.
And I think the Birdman probably has a little more staying power.
Mm-hmm. All right. Esmeralda, are you there? You know what? Maybe we'll have Esmeralda be the authority on this. Esmeralda Leon. All right. So Esmeralda, I know mm-hmm. you've been listening, of course, but which nickname do you like best for Dexter Fowler, center fielder for the Chicago Cubs? Birdman, Pops, Free Range, Feathers, or just an emoji of a flaming bat?
That emoji was good.
It's good.
But I don't know how people would yell that, because right. like people would want to yell. Right.
They right. would hold their cell phones right. up.
They would just, so. or a piece yeah. of paper with a stick on it
right.
in the picture. I love Rob's free range.
So good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm thinking, too, because you guys were talking about how he runs around the field.
Right.
Yeah. He's like a chicken.
He is.
I mean, he's not eating the grass or anything, but...
Well,
they should leave snacks on the ground, and then he could, you know, whenever he's out there.
Yeah, free range is P-E-D free, my friends.
That's pretty good. All right, so how about, okay, don't leave us, Esmeralda. Do you like, for Justin Grimm, do you like Grim Reaper? It's harvest time. He's got a full tagline because he's already the tourniquet because he stops the bleeding. Or the custodian because he's always cleaning up messes. He's a setup man. He's a closer. So he
so
comes
wait,
in.
Is the Grim Reaper one Grim Reaper, and then it's harvest time?
Yeah, because he's already kind of calls himself the Grim Reaper. That's his Twitter handle. So
it's a package deal.
We just kind of added harvest time.
I like that one.
Okay,
because I could imagine people would then make internet like they would Photoshop him into movie posters and things like that.
All right, good. Then let's go with that one. Should we go with that one, guys? All right, so the winners tonight, it looks like we've got some winners, guys. I am going to make a, all right, so let's do, for Justin Grimm, we're going to call him the Grim Reaper, and he's going to go with a tag, it's harvest time. And you know what, I need to be the deciding factor on Dexter Fowler, although this was awesome. Rob Martyr's free range is pretty darn good, guys.
Yeah.
You know it is. So I'm going to stick with Rob Martyr's free range to win. So we have Grim Reaper, it's harvest time, and for Dexter Fowler, free range. Now, the last thing we need to be before we leave, we got to go quick here. Do we like today's lineup? Do we like roll call? Or do we like picnic for the name of this segment?
I think picnic.
Picnic?
It gets it right to
picnic
the heart of the matter.
Picnic is it. All right. Yeah. So you know what? And I don't have the people in front of me right now, but Picnic is the winner. I know we gave Rob Martyr one of the things, but we're not going to give him one of the prizes. So tonight, one of our winners, the Pam, who did the Grim Reaper, it's harvest time, is either going to get a pair of tickets to the soccer match between Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field on July 27th. See the world's best soccer back in Chicago and one of Europe's fiercest rivalries. Get tickets online at internationalchampionshipcup.com. And then also Picnic, the 312 that texted in, is going to get a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. All right. Great show. Jeff Ruby, John Bologna, thanks so much for being here, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for the inaugural awesome. Journey of Picnic. Dexter Fowler, Free Range. Justin Grimm, Grim Reaper. It's harvest time. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.